KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies here today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping local news, a collision between two semi-tractor trailers has Interstate 80 westbound blocked in both lanes this morning at mile marker 75, or 1 mile west of Adair. The Cass County Communications Center dispatched Anita and Wyota Fire just before 5:50 a.m. One person was injured and transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Iowa DOT reports that traffic is being detoured around the crash. Now, fire and rescue have left the scene, I'm told, and they are still working on cleaning up that accident and also investigating it. No other details are currently available. News time is 7:07.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for a new Kinsey grain cart, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate to get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
A $300,000 settlement with the families of three girls who were involved in the Atlantic High School strip search incident will be mostly covered by the Atlantic Community School District's insurance policy. Atlantic Superintendent Mike Amstein wanted to set the record straight on how the settlement would be paid for during the Board of Education meeting Tuesday night.
I know there's been a number of questions and speculation out there on just what the school district's responsibility has been in the settlements. We contacted EMC and they've indicated to us that the school district's financial responsibility within those settlements would be the $1,500 deductible, which they apply. So, you know, to any speculation or questions about that, hopefully once we pay that deductible, we'll be done with that and be able to move on, but wanted to mention that.
Last month, you may recall, it was announced the Atlantic School District had agreed to pay $300,000 to the families of three students who were strip-searched by a school employee in August of 2009. The settlement resolved the lawsuit brought by Holly Jo Jacobson and her father, Matthew, Griffin Ferguson and her mother, Lisa, and Paige Brianna Lank and her mother, Lee Lank. Again, each of the family students will receive $100,000. Their lawsuit alleged that former Atlantic High School assistant principal Paul Cron ordered a strip search of five female students when another student reported they were missing $100. No money was found after the searches. Cron resigned in 2009. In the plaintiffs, the lawsuit alleged the school violated the girls' state and federal rights against unreasonable searches. On September 20th, the Atlantic schools admitted that the searches were against school policy and state law. They also said the girls did not do anything wrong. The settlement did not absolve the district from its legal problems associated with the case. Last month, an open records lawsuit was brought by the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, and that reached the Iowa Court of Appeals. That is still underway. The Atlantic Community School District Superintendent Mike Amstein on Tuesday announced the district has been selected by the Iowa Department of Education for a Breaking Barriers to Learning and Teaching Award. The award is presented each year to those districts which make major progress in closing gaps in student achievement by improving instruction, curriculum, and programs for students and professional development opportunities for school staff. Superintendent Mike Amstein.
Iowa Department of Education analyzed the achievement scores from the fall of 2010, and basically there were two instances where there was significant decrease in the achievement gap of those subgroups. The first one was in third grade reading, and it was the SES group, the socioeconomic group. And then also in sixth grade reading, there was a significant reduction in the achievement gap between the SES group and the full academic year.
Amstein says the Atlantic School District received recognition for its effort in reducing achievement gap in the third grade reading SES group and the sixth grade reading between the SES group and the general academic peer groups.
And I believe that if you focus on a problem as far as taking a look at achievement and you concentrate on that, I think you'd make a difference. So I applaud the administrators and also the teachers, not only in the third grade in reading and the sixth grade in reading, but across the district. We're getting ready to test again this fall, and my expectations are higher than they were last year, just as the benchmarks for No Child Left Behind are much higher than they were last year.
The award will be presented to school board member Phil Haskell on behalf of the district on November 16th at the Iowa Association of School Boards annual convention at Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines.
I think it's a great honor for the Atlantic School District, and I think it reinforces the board's focus on instruction.
In other news, firefighters in Atlantic were called to the scene of a residential fire Tuesday afternoon. The call about flames seen through an upstairs window at 401 Maple Street came in just before 4 p.m. Atlantic Assistant Fire Chief Tim Cappell.
On arrival, we had some smoke coming out the eave. It appeared that a candle caught some drapes on fire that was right next to a bed. It was an unattended candle. The resident put the fire out. He threw some clothes on top of it and threw some water on to extinguish the flames. The resident did suffer some minor burns to his hands and his feet.
Cappell said the incident should serve as a reminder to people why it's important to have smoke detectors and fire extinguishers in your home, especially at this time of year.
Make sure you keep your candles away from drapes and anything that's flammable, and never leave the room.
And this is Fire Safety Week.
Make sure you change your batteries and put up smoke detectors if you don't got them.
KJAN News Time is 7:13.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinze 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinze grain carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate to get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinze dealer.
In our funeral announcements, Tom Arne, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Tom Arne will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Kathleen K. Cooley Schwaderer, age 64, of Des Moines and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Kathleen K. Cooley Schwaderer will be today at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Bernard Pardee, age 99, of Hamlin, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bernard Pardee will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Francis Jarnigan, age 72, of Panora, died Sunday. Memorial services for Francis Jarnigan will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Maxine Hayes, age 92, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Maxine Hayes will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Mardell Hancock, age 83, of Waverly and formerly of Indianola, died Saturday. A graveside service for Mardell Hancock will be on Monday at 5 o'clock at the Memorial Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. Barb Colvin, age 67, of Oakland, died Sunday. Cremation has taken place and services for Barb Colvin will be held at a later date. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. And Virginia Rasmussen, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Services for Virginia Rasmussen are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.